Yo, it's 11:50 a.m. That's not so bad. Looks nice out. I'm gonna go outside. But do this first. I saw that Spider-Man last night. It's good. That's my review. No, my review is really, really good. I would give it a thumbs up. So, I don't know. That's all I got. Let me look at the news. I know. I should prepare. I've told myself. I should prepare. Have something to talk about. But then I just get up and do it. I got nothing. Half of Detroit's 8 mayoral candidates are felons. You know, you gotta like that spirit. You know, it's like, hey, made some mistakes, you did your time, you back out, and let's run for mayor. I'd say, what's the felony though? You know, having any cocaine is a felony. Some people are always a felon. What'd you have? You had some coke, or did you like rob a bank? Did you kidnap somebody? Even robbing a bank, I knew a guy that got fucking had a felony for bank robbery. He was putting fake deposits in the ATM. No, then he did hold. He held up somebody in an ATM. Bank robbery, technically, but I don't even think he had. It wasn't even armed robbery. I think he was like, I got a gun. Give me your money. At an ATM late at night. That's bank robbery. You know, it's not like, is that the opening sequence to the Dark Knight? So felony. See, three charged with gun crimes. And two with assault with intent to commit murder. Okay. But nobody killed anybody. Three were charged with gun crimes. And I think the two, assault with intent to commit murder, maybe you don't want that to those people to be your mayor. Maybe you do. I would imagine the people that didn't do that feel like they have an advantage. But who knows? People elect some pretty fucking weird people. Yeah, you know, there's been some weird mayors. Our president is a fucking psycho. Man gets $650,000 after fighting L.A. parking ticket. Here's a feel-good story. I think that first one's a feel-good story. These felons running for mayor. I think we should encourage more people to run for office. The Los Angeles City Council on Wednesday approved a $650,000 payout for a man who successfully fought how the Los Angeles process challenges to parking tickets. Okay, so he sued. It said unlawfully allows a private for-profit company to process challenges to tickets. Wish I knew about. Maybe they do that here in New York, and I can make some money suing the city. I'm gonna look into that. You do that too. Let's everybody make 650 big ones. Assistant police chief resigns after posting racist Facebook meme. Come on, assistant police chief, you know better than that. Former Eastwood, Louisiana, assistant police chief, and he's resigning. I don't even want to see what this meme is. I don't know why people think they can. It's like, it's Facebook. Yes, everybody sees it, you fucking. Well, it's good. It's good that he didn't know that. He's like, oh, I can be racist on Facebook, right? It's cool. And then, yeah, it's cool. Go ahead. Do what you feel. And then, now you're not an assistant police chief anymore. That's a bad story. I'm not going to talk about that. Oh, no. That's bad, too. Marines legal. Oh, no. Maine. I'm dyslexic. I'm sorry. Maine's legal smoking age to become 21. 21. Come on. It's no fun smoking when you're 21. And it's normal. Should be 15. Okay. I say 12, right? That's when it's really cool to smoke, 12. And then I say they cut you off at 22. They say, how old are you? You say, I'm 23. Too old, can't smoke anymore. Stop. It's not cool anymore. Now you're just making things smell bad. Be like, 13, perfect. I don't know where you get ID to say you're 13 years old. I think you just eye them up. Yeah, they're fine. Even if they're under, what is it, so a 10-year-old wants to smoke a cigarette? Who cares? But just say, for the guidelines, say you get 11 years. You get from 12, no, you get 10 years. 12 to 22, boom. I could be elected mayor on that. I'm going to run for office. 21. Yeah, why not? I mean, being in Maine is, it seems like it's probably rough enough. You know, it's so far. Far from everything. It's cold. I went to a wedding up there. It was nice. It's pretty. And there's a bunch of people from New York there and a bunch of people from Maine there, because it was a person from New York getting married. There's a person from Maine. They live up in Maine, right? All the New York people were like looking up at the stars, like, holy shit, look at all these fucking stars. You don't see that many stars here. And we were like, this is unbelievable. And the people in Maine, oh, look at these. They were like, they were making fun of it. Yeah, people always go, oh, look at all the stars. I'm like, yeah, well, when you come down to New York, you're staring up at the fucking buildings. And those were built by people. Big fucking whoop. This is, Jesus made those stars. Well, I guess God, the Father, made the stars. Because the kid came later, right? How does that work? Holy Spirit hasn't done a goddamn thing. As far as I know, Holy Spirit hasn't done shit. And that Trinity, Holy Spirit, what the fuck? You know? That's the... I'm reaching for an analogy, but I got nothing. Sorry. Where are we at on... Let's do... couple more. Nebraska patrol accused of requiring vaginal exams for women. Well, I gotta read more about this. Let me look into what this, these, what's Nebraska patrol? The Nebraska State Patrol, State Police, they call them the State Patrol. I already don't like this state for that. Why you gotta be fucking different? They're the state police, Nebraska State Patrol. We got to call it this other thing. Fucking, I got a word for them: Nimrods. Bunch of Nimrods. Okay, Nebraska State Patrol has forced female recruits to submit to intensive medical, unnecessary pelvic exams performed by a male doctor before they can get hired. How long has this been going? What the is Nebraska even in 2017 that they can get away with this till now? That they're just like, yeah, we got to look at your privates. And they just have this doctor that's got cut some deal with them. That's like, hey, listen, I'll get you all like free like boner pills if you just let me check out all the vaginas. There's got to be some kind of deal he cut with whoever. Well, that party's over. That's disgusting. Oh, shame on you, Nebraska. And stop saying patrol. State patrol. Fucking idiots. Looking for a good story. Oh, no. That's bad stories. I mean, there's a lot of really. I'm telling you, the world is rough. You should see the stuff I'm scrolling past. That you should thank me for not burdening you with some of this terrible news. Portland, Oregon could hit 108 degrees this week, breaking all-time record. Watch out, Portland is gonna be hot. Brutal heat wave scorching the Northwest. Stay hydrated. Stay inside. That's just a public service announcement for all the people there in Portland. There's some people there listening. Hey, Saturday, big day. Day after tomorrow, it is at DC Improv. Me and Jacqueline Novak. If you're gonna be there, let me know right now. Buy tickets right now. Go to DC Improv. Google it and buy tickets for me and Jacqueline Novak. Next Wave series in the lounge there, and then you let me know you're gonna be there, and it'll mean a lot to me. And I'll make sure to talk. You know, we'll say hi. Bring Jacqueline's book, How to Weep in Public. She'll sign it. I don't know. It should be a good time. Washington, D.C. is very easy to get to from a number of places. So, you can book a flight or a bus, a train. And we'll see you there. All right. Talk to you tomorrow. We love you.